There's more of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Presented by the Radio MD Network.
Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, the passionate show that lets you take control of your health so you can live at the top of your curve and you can help your family live at the top of their curve till very near the end. And that's the joy of it. And wellness is what we're all about, and this subject is exactly fits with that. Jeff Serlin founded Cancer Wellness TV. CWellness.com is the website, but it's Cancer Wellness TV. And Jeff, let me go back, and although I read a little bit of your story, let's talk about why you founded this and how you founded it and where it is in its evolution.
Sure, sure. Well, thank you so much for having me today. Well, it all starts off with my my own kind of struggles with cancer. I had colon cancer twice, first diagnosed in 2010. It was stage 3 at the time. I was 37 years old. It just came out of left field. It was like very...
So what were you doing up to that time? What was your job or position up to that?
I'm an entrepreneur, and I had my own business. I ran a company called SchoolFundraisers.com for a decade or so, and it was up in the Boston area, and it was just a nice, small business, and I was very content with where I was in life. But then the cancer shook everything up.
So you got the cancer, and this is in 2010, and it was stage 3, which is pretty significant.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us what stage 3 means. Tell the listeners what stage 3 means,
mm-hmm.
and tell us what then transpired to get you to sort of change careers.
Yeah, well, pretty much, I guess, colon cancer in stage 3, it meant that the cancer got into the lymph nodes, and the...
These are lymph nodes, just so people know, that we have lymph nodes surrounding the colon, our intestines, and they're the local lymph nodes. So this is a local way of both spreading cancer, but it's also a local way of stopping it, meaning your lymph nodes capture the cancer cells and hopefully develop antibodies to it and come back and attack it. But anyway, it means that the cells have gotten outside of the intestine itself.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so at that point, back in 2010, the game plan which I had to go through was, we had surgery to resect the colon and to remove the tumor and the affected lymph nodes. And then I had to undergo 6 months of chemotherapy. And it was it was once every 2 weeks. And it was, it was challenging. Definitely I had every side effect I felt I got, and it was very tough on my body. But I did get through it. And later on that year was, declared, there was no evidence of disease at the time. And so I tried to, get back to my life, how it was previous to getting diagnosed. And then fast forward 2.5 years later, at one of my routine scans and checkups, it was discovered that the cancer returned. And this time it was discovered outside my lung in my chest area. And so that was determined that it was the same cancer as in the colon. So it was now stage 4. And so I had to go through the... this time it was definitely another surgery in my chest area to remove the infected area. And then another 6 months of chemotherapy, but it was challenging in between the chemotherapy that it squeezed in 2 months of radiation. So it was another, 2013 was another challenging year. And it was very interesting. That was the year that I really started to embrace wellness and the integrative therapies such as Tai Chi and yoga and meditation and nutrition as a way for me to, keep on fighting this disease when I was home from the hospital and to help my recovery. So
stay well.
Exactly. I needed something to grasp onto to keep on fighting this disease. I wasn't good enough. I wasn't okay with, okay, well, here's the chemotherapy, then go home, we'll see you in 2 weeks. I'm like, no, I want to help my cause today, tomorrow, I want to keep on fighting this thing. And so that's what I really latched on to. And it really did help me physically and psychologically. It really helped my keep me the right state of mind. And what was frustrating, though, at the time, the only places where I could get these type of therapies free of charge were, I was lucky, my hospital did offer some of these services. I know a lot of hospitals don't offer these services, but mine did offer a Tai Chi class. It did offer classes on nutrition and meditation. But it was really hard for me to get to these classes, even though I lived 25 minutes away from my hospital. That could have been, 25 million miles away, because I couldn't get out of bed some days. I couldn't, let alone deal with the traffic and the parking and driving there and all the logistics, and then walking into the cancer center where I've had my radiation and chemotherapy. So it was a very stressful place for me. So that's the last place I wanted to work on stress-reducing therapies. So I said to myself, there has to be a better way. There has to be somewhere online that could access these type of therapies. And in 2013, there wasn't. There really nothing existed. And so that really got the ball rolling with me going down this path to creating Cancer Wellness TV.
So tell us what's on the Cancer Wellness TV is at cwellness.com, at least as I logged into it. And you have a whole bunch of things there, very much like we have in what we call shared medical appointments, but we're physical, and so yours is obviously able to reach a lot more people. And so we have what are called shared medical appointments, where 12 to 16 people recovering after their primary caregiving physician has said they're ready to be discharged from chemotherapy after breast cancer or colon cancer or prostate cancer. They do these shared medical appointments, which are every 2 weeks, and go through nutrition 1 week, or go through exercise, or go through other things that people should learn. But that you can get everything at cancerwellness.com, cwellness.com, for Cancer Wellness TV. And what other things are on that? Is there anything that is specific to diseases? How do people learn about the videos and other information that are on there?
Sure. Well, yeah, Cancer Wellness TV, it's an online video platform. Right now we have about 100 videos or so of various therapies or elements of cancer wellness and complementary therapies. So we have mind-body videos such as Tai Chi and meditation and Qigong and strength training. Then we have a segment on nutrition and various recipes. We have videos, a whole section which is really helpful to a lot of people. It's regarding the common side effects and symptoms of cancer treatments and the cancers themselves. And we have oncologists talk about the major side effects, such as digestive issues like constipation and diarrhea, or dry mouth, or neuropathy, or the weight loss, like the various things of why this is happening, and some things you could do to help yourself at your home beyond the medicine with the side effects. And then we have another section for it's really survivorship support and survivorship education. So we talk about, we have a psychologist and other professionals talking about common situations that people may go through, such as how to deal with the shock of your diagnosis, how to talk to your family about it, how to navigate through the daily challenges of a cancer diagnosis. So we really try to hit so many elements of what the survivors and patients and caregivers may face in the world.
So it isn't just after you've been discharged, like you were. It isn't just for that. It's actually immediately on the diagnosis, it's very useful, because it's got things on how to talk to your family, how to talk to others, how to talk to your employer. You've got things on the side effects of medication and the judgments of how to get a second opinion, other things. We'll be right back on Radio MD. Stay well, and we'll talk about more about Cancer Wellness TV. And what about complementary therapies? And some more on the content of cwellness.com.
miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. We're talking with Jeff Serwin, the proprietor, author, founder of Cancer Wellness TV, cwellness.com, a free site, and free offers free information for you. When we come back at the second hour, we're going to talk about should the FDA consider a drug that slows aging and why it hasn't done so up to now. We'll also talk about the Adomegas. Experts applaud and are worried about the new dietary guidelines that lift the fat cap but don't stress healthy fat enough and why that's important. We'll also talk about are wraps really healthier than sandwiches and give you six great, if you will, grab-and-grow meals to help you with, as well as Gary Ginsberg, What's Toxic, What's Not, is coming up in that second hour with these really interesting stories about what month is most important for you to avoid pollution if you're pregnant. The one month you've got to get out of pollution for a healthy baby. That's the results of the natural experiment done in Beijing. But now we're talking with Jeff Serwin. 6 months of clean scans, yet I can't stop fighting cancer. And that's one of the great things that he's done because he's founded this site, cwellness.com, a free site. And Jeff, tell us a lot more about what's on the site and how can you make it free?
Yeah, well, it was very important to offer the site free of charge because when I was going through treatment, I still this day and age thing, I'm connected with a lot of survivors, a lot of caregivers, and a common theme was the cost associated with fighting this disease, and a lot of people aren't able to work full-time or even work at all, and they are affected financially. So I'm thrilled to be able to offer this website as a free service. And we're fortunate enough to be supported by our users. And people support us through volunteer contributions and volunteer subscriptions, but it's by choice. And anyone can offer this site, offer our videos. View our videos free of charge, and we're thrilled to do this. And our site, like I mentioned earlier, is just like the videos that could help people beyond the hospital walls. Beyond the medicine is a lot of the information that we really strive to offer through our videos. And we have professionals in various elements of the cancer wellness world that do these videos. We have mind-body practitioners, we have nutritionists, we have exercise physiologists, we have doctors, survivors such as myself. It's about getting the knowledge that we have out to people that need it. And I know firsthand when I was going through my treatment, it was very frustrating getting through all the information that we were exposed to and trying to get the right information to me. And there was things that were out there that could have helped me that didn't get to me in time, and I found out after the fact. And it really frustrated me. And I'm like, that can't happen. The more information out there, the more we're helping people. So that was really the goal of getting the site up and running.
And now you must have some people who've, obviously if they're voluntarily contributing, must feel a great benefit from the site you've had. Tell me some of the stories that have occurred from people getting these this, if you will, wellness after the diagnosis.
Yeah, we've had a wonderful response when we launched the site a few months ago in October, and people from all over the world have actually reached out to us through the website, and I've heard some remarkable stories on how these sites and how the videos are helping people. And there's a wonderful woman that reached out from the Midwest, where she is hundreds of miles from their cancer center. It's a big deal to get there, and then when they go back home, they have no access to anything, so they have to find something. Online is the only access they have. And so she was telling me how she embraced the we have a yoga series, and now she does this yoga series every day, and it's helped her to get updates and notes on how well she's doing, how thankful she is. And we even, you know, reached out to her and other survivors to talk about what information we could continue to develop. So by talking to other survivors, we actually are developing a new video that's coming out in the next week or so. It's going to be a bed yoga series. So yoga that people can do from their own bed when they're not strong enough to get out of bed. And I was definitely in that situation. You know, you could still work on your breathing. You could work on certain, you know, stretches that you could do from without getting out of your bed. So that's a direct result of talking to people that are using our site and what could help them. So we love this interaction with our user base. And yeah, we've gotten people that have loved our recipes, and a lot of caregivers have been reaching out to us directly because it's a wonderful resource for caregivers that have that need this information. If maybe it's nutrition, or maybe it's the other practical tips on how to deal with their loved ones. So it's been quite touching, the outreach that we've gotten and the response that we've gotten, and it means that we're doing something right and we're heading in the right direction. So you know, that's been a great response.
Wow, that's great. Now I suppose we should link up with you too, since we have the shared medical appointments and offer cancer survivors. We do it after they've been discharged from their caregiver, on a whole bunch of ways of staying healthy in the same program. But sounds like you have a much broader way of reaching people than just the Cleveland Clinic Wellness site, and Cleveland Clinic Wellness. So, but we'll try and talk about that afterwards. The site is, of course, cwellness.com. Cancer Wellness TV is at C, the letter C, Wellness, no punctuation, .com. Jeff, thanks very much. We're going to go to our Real Age Tip of the Week right now. Then the Real Age Tip of the Week, have a fishapalooza, fish boredom, not with this feast. Tired of tuna, swore off fish sticks when you were 10, and that's why you and yours are likely eating 1/10 of the good DHA omega-3 fats your heart's, brains, eyes, joints, and immune system need. That's right. We as Americans get only about 1/10 of the recommended 900 milligrams of DHA omega-3 a day. With boatloads of evidence about the benefits of DHA omega-3 foods, if you haven't fallen in love with this healthy, delicious stuff yet, or aren't getting it in supplements, it's time to make a change. How? Make it a family dinner. Have each of your family members choose either salmon or trout or sardines, and then cook a delicious new dish. They get to cook it, so each family member gets to cook a little bit, and you share it among yourselves. That's why it's called a fishapalooza. The Real Age benefit of omega-3 is 2 years younger. This is wishing you a beautiful day that makes your real age younger every day. You can hear more about Radio MD at radiomd.com. You can get all of our podcasts for the last 15 years here. Stay well at Radio MD. We'll be back in a few seconds.